Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Erie County Department of Public Works Highway Division's Harlem Barns, which is one of five sets of major barns that we have across Erie County, as we're here to talk about winter weather preparedness for, of course, the governments as well as our citizens. I'm Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, and I'm very pleased to be joined by City of Buffalo Mayor Chris Scanlon and others that you'll hear from our teams as we talk about the coordination and cooperation that we have, as well as what people should expect as we are expecting the first big blast of winter to arrive starting on Friday. We've gone through this before. We know how to handle storms. It's just important that people understand the mechanisms that are put in place by governments, both by the county and the city, to handle snowstorms. As you may know, and as I think we've all been talking about for the last couple days, we are expecting a significant snowstorm to hit Erie County, southern parts of western New York, starting on Friday with a winter storm watch that is beginning at 7 a.m. on Friday and going until 7 a.m. on Monday. We are still uncertain of the exact location and the drifting of this storm. As we've seen in past storms, what often happens is the storm will set up in the southern part of Erie County, will dump a lot of snow there, and then move up into central Erie County. I think it's important that people understand, especially those in the public, what is southern Erie County? I've got our friend here holding the map. Southern Erie County is primarily ski country. Colvin, Boston, Holland, Evans, Eden, Sardinia, Springville, Concord, and those areas. Central Erie County includes Hamburg and Orchard Park, as well as Aurora, but also Lackawanna and South Buffalo. And then Northern Erie County includes the vast majority of the city of Buffalo, town of Tonawanda, city of Tonawanda, Amherst, and those environments. So we are expecting the snow to start in southern Erie County, in the area we want the snow to hit, which is ski country. But we're starting to hear that it sounds like the band will probably move during Saturday and also on Sunday. And as a result, it is quite possible that this band, which could be dropping snow in more than an inch or two an hour, we had an estimate last night from the New York State Mesonet that said this band could drop at 3 inches an hour, could eventually move into the city of Buffalo. So what we're asking everyone is to be prepared, to understand that we've gone through these snowstorms before. We can handle 2 to 3 feet of snow. It's when it gets above 3 feet of snow in which it gets very difficult to handle the amount of snow, especially when there's vehicles on the road. We are assuming that we will get through this fine, but we're also preparing for the worst. So you hope for the best, you prepare for the worst. And our teams are at the ready starting tomorrow, when we expect the first snow to fall in southern Erie County, but especially on Friday and Saturday, to take whatever Mother Nature throws at us. You'll be hearing from our coordinated efforts from the Departments of Public Works, as well as law enforcement, fire, and emergency services very soon. But what I want to express to our friends in the public is it's always best to be prepared to ensure you have the necessities at hand in case the snowstorm gets bad and you're stuck inside for a couple days. We've gone through this before. When there have been emergency situations, we advise the public to stay indoors for a reason, because it can be two factors, especially when there's a driving ban. There's two factors that come into play. The number one factor is the preservation of life and the safety of people's lives. The second factor is to keep vehicles off the road, because as we've seen in the past, when vehicles are on the road, they get stuck. And when they get stuck, it hinders our efforts to be able to clean the roads, because we cannot put a plow down a road if there's two cars stuck on it. So then we have to come in with tow trucks and pull cars. I'm hopeful that we do not have to issue a driving ban at any time during this upcoming storm. But we've seen storms in the past where there are predictions of 2 or 3 feet and we get 6 or 7 feet. So we have to be prepared, and that's why we remind everybody, now's the time, the next couple days, including tomorrow on Thanksgiving, if you need to get provisions now to ensure that you have what's necessary in case the storm does come up to the center part of this of the county, the northern part of the county, and it hits hard. Also, make certain that you understand the conditions before you go out. The one thing we've always seen is people go out in the most worst conditions and say, I didn't understand it, and didn't have the right provisions in their home, in their car. It's not only necessary to have provisions in your home, it's exceptionally necessary to have them in your car, to have a winter preparedness kit, which includes an extra jacket, gloves, hat, blankets, candles in case you get stuck and you need to get a little heat in your car, to have your ice scraper and your snow brush in your car, those other things that could be life-saving in a really bad situation. So now is the time to ensure that you're ready in your home and you're ready in your car. We hope we don't have a bad weather situation, but we always know it's possible, and that's why we prepare for the worst and hope for the best. We, when I say we, I'm talking about Erie County, the City of Buffalo, and the New York State Department of Transportation and our partners met just recently at our Emergency Operations Center in Cheektowaga to discuss preparation for the winter. Erie County on an annual basis is always buying new trucks and new equipment from our Department of Homeland Security, our Public Works, of course, as well as our Parks Department. And our friends in the City of Buffalo have done the same, and turn it over to Mayor Scanlon and talk a little bit more about that, but you can see some of those pieces of equipment here. We understand what we get in this region. We get heavy snows. We also know how to get through them. And it takes a tremendous workforce, which we have, but it also takes cooperation from the public to not go out in the bad situations, to know if a driving ban is in place, please, please do not go out, because you're putting your life at risk and you're also hindering our ability to respond and actually clear the roads so we can get them open sooner. As stated, we're getting more information from the Weather Service every day. We've gotten and received more information from the New York State Mesonet with Dr. Basil in Albany. It is possible that this snowstorm can bring snows at the rate of 3 inches per hour. Why is that important? It generally takes 4 hours during a storm for our trucks in our five divisions to do a plow run, a route. So if it takes 4 hours and it's snowing at a rate of 3 inches per hour, by the time the truck comes back again, there's going to be a foot of snow on the ground. So we want to remind everybody to expect that it's possible that we could get some really heavy snow. If it is heavy snow and it takes 4 hours to do a plow route, there's going to be snow on the road after the plow gets there by the time they get there next time. So the best thing you can do is be indoors, stay off the roads if you need to. We've gone through this before. We know it can be the possibility. And the one thing I want to note is we've realized you have to expect the unexpected. We've had predictions in the past of 2 to 3 feet of snow, which turned out to 4 to 6. The one snowstorm that was 7 feet, they predicted 3 to 4 feet of snow, and we got 7 feet. So you gotta expect the unexpected. Let's hope we don't get a whole lot of snow. If we do, let's ensure it's down in Colden, go all the way down to Ellicottville so that the ski areas are very happy. They haven't had a lot of snow the last couple of years, and it's fine in center and northern Erie County. But if it moves up, we're prepared to handle it. And I'm very pleased at this time to introduce my partner, someone I've talked about this already. We've worked in prior storms together when he was just a council member. But to ensure that the City of Buffalo gotten taken care of properly, we already have put protocols in place to ensure that all of Erie County is taken care of as necessary. Acting Mayor Chris Scanlon. Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you, County Executive. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming out for this winter weather preparedness event. I have to take a moment to thank the County Executive, him, his team, Emergency Services Commissioner Dan Neverth, and the other county officials for their cooperation with the City of Buffalo. As the County Executive mentioned, 12 years in government, and before being the mayor, he was always at ready to help the district I represented, South Buffalo, which received a tremendous amount of snow during any of these winter events. And I can't thank him for that support in the past. And then his cooperation during my time here as mayor. We've had several conversations about cooperating, not just when it comes to winter weather, things like that. So it's fantastic to have a partner in government like the County Executive. His team, this team at the city, have been communicating for the last couple weeks about, as we move into this time of the year and the the potential for weather events, doing tabletop exercises, things of that neighbor, or things of that nature, and really making sure that we're on the same page so we're providing the proper amount of service to the residents of the city of Buffalo and the larger Erie County. I want to acknowledge the representatives of the city's emergency management team, our emergency services manager, Thomas Luby, our Department of Public Works Commissioner, Nate Martin, our Parking Commissioner, Ray Wagner, our Police Commissioner, Joseph Grimali, our Fire Commissioner, Bill Rinaldo, and our Fleet Director, James Cross, for the work they put in preparing for this time of year as well. As the county executive mentioned, there's obviously some weather anticipated this weekend. We're not exactly sure what that will look like. Some heavy rain moving into snow, potentially some very heavy snow, which makes it more difficult to move around, obviously. So that forecast is constantly moving, and as we get closer to the weekend, we'll have a much better idea of what that's going to look like. What I wanted to talk about how is the city's preparedness and where we stand right now. As the county executive, you prepare for the worst and hope for the best, but that's the same at the city of Buffalo. We're erring on the side of caution to make sure that we're providing all the services necessary. I want the residents of the city of Buffalo to know that the city's 311 call center will be available over the course of the weekend should there be any emergency and they need to get a hold of people there. The city has updated our website with all of our essential storm preparedness and those resources. And if you want to visit that you can visit that at www.buffalony.gov/winter. Our warming shelters, we've been having conversations about the potential of warming up warming shelters, should that be. We've had a number of those conversations over the course of the past few weeks, and we will activate those if they are needed on an as-needed basis. But just know that those conversations haven't been taking place, and we're moving forward with that should they be needed. I also want to thank our partner in government at the state, our Governor Kathy Hochul, who I spoke to earlier in the week, and who has assured that any resources that the city, the county might need, she's more than willing and stands ready to assist should we need them. So I want to thank the state for their assistance should we need it. Our winter parking regulations in the city of Buffalo will be going into effect. Due to an unreasonably warm November, we pushed those regulations back to December 1st. I just want everyone to know that the winter parking regulations in the city of Buffalo will go into effect at 1:30 a.m. Monday morning. What this means for any residents, overnight parking on our bus routes is prohibited between 1:30 a.m. and 7 a.m. and daytime parking is no longer permitted on the side streets with seasonal alternate parking. As a county executive mentioned, it's essential that you're adhering to parking regulations. It makes it very difficult on snow removal efforts if we have cars parked on the wrong side of the streets, or if you're going out during travel bans and maybe you get stuck and cars are stuck in the middle of the street, we have to take time to now pull the cars out, remove them before we can get into plowing. So please adhere to all driving and parking regulations that are implemented as this storm rolls through. Obviously, this week is Thanksgiving, and there's going to be a lot of travel taking place. So please make sure if you're traveling, if there's not a travel ban, you are taking the necessary precautions. As the county executive mentioned, making sure you have everything in the vehicle you may need should you have an issue. But plan ahead, allow for extra time. Observe speed limits because of the weather could get a little tricky. Make sure you're buckling up, taking all those safety precautions. I would advise everyone and recommend everyone to please sign up for all the alerts we have, the alert systems. The Buff Alert, you can text your zip code to 38276. Again, you can text your zip code to 38276. Or for Code Blue updates, you can text Code Blue Buffalo to 898-211. Again, that's Code Blue Buffalo to 898-211. A couple other reminders. Again, this is Thanksgiving week, so if you're out and about and you wanted to do business with the city of Buffalo, City Hall is closed for Thanksgiving as well as on Friday, November 29th. So don't try coming downtown to City Hall to conduct any city business, especially with the weather, but the building is closed anyway. So, and finally, city garbage pickup is scheduled as regular for Thursday and Friday. We will continue with that as is, so you can please put your garbage out. And finally, as we prepare, I just wanted to add, and the county executive touched on this, how prepared we are for the season. We've brought into the fold at the city 29 new pieces of equipment that have been added to our fleet across the departments of Public Works, Police, and Fire that will stand ready to be deployed should they be needed to be utilized during this storm. And finally, during these storms, communication is key. So please make sure you're looking out for any communication coming from the county, coming from the state, coming from the city, so you're aware of the weather conditions, how they might change when you're preparing to leave the house. You know, just because the conditions are what they are when you're getting ready to leave, maybe you're looking to take a little slightly farther trip. As the county executive mentioned, these forecasts can switch very quickly based on wind, things of that nature. So make sure you're paying attention to any communication that's coming out. I know the county does a fantastic job with communicating to the public, and we're going to do the same. So I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving. Stay safe this weekend, and we'll see you after the storm. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Our joint departments of Public Works have worked together on numerous storms through the years. And there is a good protocol in place in case it gets that bad and the city of Buffalo needs assistance from both the county and the state. To talk about the preparation that's been put in place already, as well as the coordination that does exist, I ask Commissioners William Gary from the County of Erie and Nate Martin from the city of Buffalo to come up to the podium and discuss these issues. Commissioners.
So as the county executive and the mayor said, a lot of these discussions and planning have been going on since the summertime. It's not just prior to a storm that Commissioner Martin and myself get to get together and spend a lot of time over the next couple days, but it's a continual team effort. We in the county have been blessed with getting a lot of new equipment as well. We've got a couple of the pieces behind us, but we have about 40 plow trucks, tandems ready. We have about 15 light-duty plow trucks to get into some of those tighter city streets if we need to, as well as 15 high lifts, a couple of specialized pieces of equipment with snowblowers. And believe it or not, we actually have a couple of snowblowers that are due in within the month. And those ones are very specialized pieces of equipment that we'll be using all throughout the county, every city, municipality. But again, it's a great team effort working together with the city and all the municipalities, because we depend on the towns to plow at least half of our road mileage, 600 miles of road. So those town highway superintendents, everybody else, during this time, you know, we got probably one of the busiest travel times. So I hope people have a great holiday, get out, spend some money, go shopping. But we also have the Bills game on Sunday, and we'll be out there working that, keeping the streets clear to make sure the Bills can get another victory and move on.
Commissioner? Yeah. Thanks, Bill. Commissioner, really appreciate that. As Commissioner said, you know, Bill and I work close together. Our teams work closely together. Some of your team members are here. Some of our team members here from the city. So it is a combined effort. When we get these big regional impacts that cross the city line or cross the town line, so, you know, we're working together over months to make sure we're prepared. And a shout out to our team at the Eric Mecca and his team at the DOT, the regional director locally, and their team between the state and the county and the city. It is that collective effort when we get those big storms. City prep-wise, just city-specific, we've got seven new main plows and eight front-end loaders that we've added. We've got seven more plows expected soon. The timetable on those is a little bit delayed. It's just a long time getting some of the equipment. So, you know, heavy equipment-wise, we're in a good place. We've got 10 other pieces of equipment, medium-light duty for parks, engineering, viaducts, fire police facilities as well. So, in our standpoint, I think we're in a decent shape there. And then from, you know, just again, an overall communication, we're on board all the time with the county, making sure we're tied in. And then emergency contractor wise, so our emergency contractor, should we get that 4, 5, 6 feet of snow that's beyond the capability of typical road crews, we've got the contractors in place, and I know the county does as well, to bring in for that snow removal. So I think in a pretty good spot going forward. And I would just have that word of caution, this will be the first snowfall that many of us see. Significant in some areas, but just first snowfall in general. So pay extra attention, drive slower, extra space between cars. And if you see some plows out there, please give them extra space. They're doing that important work to make sure our streets are clear and safe and putting salt down and getting the snow out of the way. And we just don't want to be crowding those to create any dangerous situations. So with that, we'll turn it back over. Thank you, County Executive.
Thank you, Commissioners. Thank you, Commissioners. And I do agree with Commissioner's statement. It's the first snowfall of the year. Got to remember how to drive in the snow. Drive a little slower. And if you're new to the area and you're not used to driving a lot of snow, drive as slow as you possibly can. Because what we often see are people who are new to the area are not used to driving in even in 2 inches of snow, and are often the ones that we are pulling out of ditches. So drive slowly when the snow hits. And to give more information as someone who's been working for the last couple of years to ensure that our community and the members of the community are adequately prepared for any type of disaster, but especially our winter snow, I'm pleased to invite to the podium our deputy county executive in Erie County and someone who's spending a lot of time working with organizations all across this community to ensure that everyone is prepared for the upcoming storms, our deputy county executive, Lisa Shimura.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. It is so incredibly important that, of course, we prepare our equipment and our crews for a snow event, but it's also critically important to prepare our residents. We have been spending a great deal of time working with community organizations to get critical information out there on how people can be prepared for a weather event. The first thing I would like to mention is our Office of Health Equity has put out a Let's Get Ready for Winter Weather newsletter that contains incredibly important information on how to create a circle of care, tips for building a preparedness kit for your home and your car, shelter information, heat information, and information about free safety trainings. It is available in 5 languages, and you can find it on our Erie County website. We also have important information on emergency preparedness and how to prepare your home for food, how to prep on a budget. It's a pamphlet that our Office of Health Equity has created, and our Emergency Eats Cookbook, which our Food Policy Council has created. Also, we have spent the past year creating valuable videos for residents on how to build an emergency care kit, how to build a vehicle preparedness kit, how to prepare pets for a winter emergency, how to prepare your business, tips for businesses, how individuals with disabilities need to be prepared, how older adults can be prepared, and tips for staying safe in our cold weather temperatures. All of these videos can be found on our Erie County YouTube website. Residents, please know that you play a critical role in preparing for these weather events. There are resources out there that can inform you and help you in this situation. And finally, happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Deputy County Executive. I'm pulling something up on my phone as we get ready for emergency preparedness and discussing the Emergency Services and Homeland Security Department, and it's our Ready Erie app. Just want to remind everybody that you can actually go and download Ready Erie on your phone, which gives you push notifications with regards to emergency information that comes from the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services. Also allows you to find at any one moment the roads that are closed in Erie County using a map. So I'm just pulling it up right now, and for whatever reason, it's wanting me to reinstall it. So it's best now to reinstall Ready Erie before the storm hits. It was on here, and it's asking me to reinstall it, but it's a great app. And it allows you to pull up all that information that's put up by our Homeland Security Office. I'd like to introduce at this time our Commissioner of the Department of Homeland Security, Dan Nevers Jr., as well as the Commissioners of the City of Buffalo Fire Department, William Rinaldo, and the Police Department, Joseph Grimalia, to talk a little bit more about how law enforcement and emergency services works together during these times. And hopefully I'll have Ready Erie installed by the time they finish speaking. Commissioners.
Welcome to the team. Hopefully we won't get you your varsity letter later next week. We'll wait a little bit while for that. But it's hard to compete with all the nice new shiny equipment that you see behind us. But it is a team effort. This team here, all of the other municipalities that we work with throughout the year. So I'm standing between you and the nice warm car and a regular body temperature. So what I really want to highlight is a couple of things. The equipment's one thing. Without the communication, without the collaboration, and without the training, we're really not accomplishing a whole lot. And I'm happy to say that throughout Erie County and even reaching into other counties now, the training is there, the communication, the collaboration, the relationships, being able to identify people by their first name basis, knowing what their traits are. That's the thing that we, the intangibles that we try and work throughout the course of the year. We've got to try and schedule these things maybe one of these days when it's about 50 degrees like it was last week. But I guess it's good training to get everybody out here. So it's about building relationships. And if there's one thing that I could highlight, because there's hundreds of them that we've done over the last year, 2 years, the Deputy County Executive did mention it, but it's COED, which is Community Organizations Active in Disasters. We found after some of our storms, there's a lot of folks out there, a lot of organizations that are the grassroots, and they know exactly what needs to be done. They reach those communities. Now we have that two-way flow of information. It's been a tremendous program. My staff is working very closely with all the other agencies. It's city, it's local communities, it's the state, and it's even the feds. And the federal government is taking notice of the progress and the things that we're doing. So it's all positive stuff. It's not always just about the equipment. So, buckle down, stay safe, and hopefully we won't have any major issues over the next couple of days.
All right, good afternoon. I just want to address one thing to start. When it comes to the point, and we know throughout the winter season, maybe not this coming storm, but driving bans. And I can't say it enough that when there is a driving ban, that you have to adhere to it. You may have a big vehicle, you may be an experienced driver, but we have seen you will get stuck or you will get bogged down by other people that have gotten stuck. And what happens at that time? First responders have to come and rescue you, and we've seen fatal consequences because of people not adhering to the driving ban. That's in addition to, obviously, you're blocking the ability for the city and the county and all those locations to come out and plow these areas. That also causes our police officers to go out and have to enforce the driving ban, and you are taking us away from other critical resources, necessities that we have to go and perform. So I'm asking you, I'm telling you, please adhere to the driving ban if it comes to a point where that has to be put in place. We have taken on some new equipment. You've seen the UTVs that are out. They have treads that we can pop those on. Makes us more mobile, get us to other areas. We've also purchased a number of F-150 trucks. They're not in yet. We're told that they should be in sometime in January. That's all of our fleet is all-wheel drive vehicles. The F-150s will be full four-wheel drive vehicles. What we're doing in the city and our investments are, how can we maximize all of our equipment? We can maximize that by having things, pieces of equipment that we can use all year round. The UTVs were a perfect demonstration of that. A lot of community engagement, a lot of parks, a lot of different areas. Really was a way to get people to come and communicate with our officers by seeing those. So we're a lot of investments that have been made, and the significant investment has been made in our emergency operations center at police and fire headquarters. A lot of equipment has been put in there. That gives us the ability in emergency operations center, with all the different forms of government that are coming in to put together this, when there is a situation that's going on, we can see all of our hundreds of city cameras. We can hone in on where we need to be. We have our crime center platform, so it's a benefit. There's been a lot of investments in the city. We're looking forward to that, being able to have those available. And all the mayor's investing and looking for more investments to come into those emergency operations center type activities. So with that, I'll turn it over to the fire commissioner. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Good afternoon, everyone. Commissioner Ronaldo, Buffalo Fire Department. I just want to comment on some of our specialty vehicles, which we acquired over the last 12 months. As Commissioner Gamali alluded to, we also have a number of UTVs, utility vehicles. We have some trailers. Well, the utility vehicles give us a lot more flexibility and freedom of movement during times of inclement weather. But also, we're going to use them at PR events, things of that nature, too. So you might see them at the Turkey Trot and other events like that throughout the year as well. So obviously, you can hit wheels and tracks, so we can switch them back and forth depending on the weather and the terrain. We also have trailers, which we're going to use to pre-position them in the parts of the city where we feel they'll be most needed during times of inclement weather as well. We also have a fleet of snowmobiles, which are not on hand right now, but they are back in our service area. And to our right, we have a 100-foot Pierce mid-mount aerial, which we recently acquired and was delivered within the last 2 weeks. and two Rosenbauer pumpers as well. And that represents over $4.5 million worth of frontline apparatus as well. So we feel we're well positioned to meet any snow emergency or any emergency of any type, and work in concert with our partners in public safety, Buffalo Police, Department of Public Works, and our partners at the county level as well. So thank you.
Thank you, commissioners. I did get Ready Erie working. I just had to reboot it. And we just have a new warning from the National Weather Service as of 12:21, which came in on Ready Erie because it has apps. It's now a lake effect snow warning issued at 12:21 until December 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern, or December 2nd. It's December 2nd at 7 p.m. Eastern. And they're expecting heavy lake effect snow, multiple feet of snow will be possible through the weekend in the most persistent lake snows. The problem is they are expecting, and they say it might come into Buffalo on Saturday and Saturday night. It's possible, but they don't know. So what I want everyone to state, as I just got this latest one, issued at November 27th at 12:21, and this is the advantage of Ready Erie, you get this right to your phone yourself directly, because it was posted by the Weather Service, as it says, heavy lake effect snow expected. Multiple feet of snow will be possible through the weekend in the most persistent lake snows. Snowfall rates will average 1 to 2 inches an hour, but higher rates will be possible. We don't know exactly where it's going to hit, so we got to be prepared that it's going to hit everywhere, and that's where what we're prepared for. And I thank all my partners in the city of Buffalo and, of course, Erie County for being here. And the mayor and I are, and everyone else are here too, if you have any questions. So I'll open it up to questions. We start with Maki. Can you speak or move up, Maki? I can't hear you. The question was, for those who couldn't hear, those who are watching live, is how do you advise people in real time about travel bans and shelters? Well, first off, it will be available on our Ready Erie app, but it also will be specifically put out to media from our Erie County Communications Office. We will be holding, if necessary, and it seems like it might be necessary, press briefings. In the past, we've had press briefings, that, depending on how bad the storm was, at 6 a.m., 9 a.m., noon, and then 6 p.m., and sometimes 9 p.m. And if it is a bad storm and we require multiple press briefings, we will do that. The county is preparing for a limited activation of its emergency operations center here in Cheektowaga. If we have to go to a full activation, of course we will. Media is welcome there, but thankfully under the mechanisms we have now with like Zoom and WebEx, you don't have to actually be on site to be able to participate in one of the press conferences. So, and we hold events like this to advise. We did it before the blizzard. We did it before the storm that hit 10 years ago. I remember the storm in 2014. We finished up our press conference. The Weather Service predicted it was going to start snowing about a half hour after the press conference. It started snowing 15 minutes after the press conference. And then it didn't stop for 4 days. So the most important thing is people need to pay attention. Use good judgment. As was noted by the police commissioner and the fire commissioner, if there's a driving ban, it's there for a reason. It's to protect your life and to help us get through the storm quicker. And when you go out and use bad judgment, you only put your life at risk and put the lives of other people at risk as well. We know people don't want to be inconvenienced. It's the holiday season, and we hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving. But if the bad stuff happens, the best thing you can do is stay inside where you are and let the professionals get through it.
Mayor? Thank you, County Executive. And the other thing is, the communication starts here, right? You're talking about communication to the public, but it starts here with intergovernmental relations and things of that nature. And I can tell you that my time as a council member, now as time as mayor, the county executive has stood ready to assist and communicate. Our team has worked on a bunch of things, improving our communications, the different alert systems we have put in place now, and we'll stand ready to communicate it with the different partners in government, but then making sure in tandem we're getting information out to everyone we need to be able to. Yeah, it just has to become, I think the communication has to take place at a higher volume. I don't think there was enough of it, quite frankly. And I think moving forward, you'll see coming out of our operation, it happening at a much higher volume. I think the communication updates were probably spaced out a little too much, so people were getting information in real time. So this way people know what's going on. Like we were talking about earlier, you might expect some type of weather, not know what's headed your way. So if we're communicating on a more frequent basis, I think you'll see that.
I'll just and then I'm going to next. But one thing we learned from the blizzard is we should have implemented the iPause, the Amber Alert equivalent that goes to your phone, and we didn't. And it was a mistake. We should have implemented it because it goes to everyone's phone. And so those who may not be watching media, who may not watch the news, and there are people who don't pay attention to the news, we know that for certain, would have gotten a notice. If it gets that bad, that notice, that the iPause will be activated. The other thing that we learned is that, especially in the city, there's people whose native language is not English. And that's why our Office of Health Equity has put out these advisories and will put out information in multiple languages and the most spoken, frequently spoken languages, so that individuals who don't speak English, who you turn on the TV and they're just seeing a news broadcast and it's in English, but they don't speak it, they don't know what's going on, we got to get more information out. So we learned that, and that's why our Office of Health Equity is actually behind the scenes helping to get that information out prior to the storm, but then during the storm also translating as necessary. The question was, I'm working with a new administration in City Hall. Does it change our coordination and so forth? The mayor is different, but the individuals are pretty much the same. The individuals we dealt with for the last couple of years. But as Chris noted, we've communicated during the storms. And you need those eyes on the ground. And I've communicated with other council members too, whether it's Council Member Bowman and Lovejoy, Nowakowski and Fillmore, to find out what's happening, because you don't, what you do when you're sitting in the operations center, you get information in, but sometimes you need more information than what you get in, and the best people to hear from are the ones on the ground. So we've continually done that in the past. We'll continue to do that in upcoming storms as necessary, and it's really nothing different. Chris and I have spoken on the phone in bad winter storms in the past, and if it gets bad again, we'll be doing it again, because that's the best way to get through it, is by communicating with each other. Nate Martin will be communicating with Bill Gary. The commissioners of fire and police will be communicating with our teams. And they always have. And we have built up that good relationship through the years. And I think just by us standing here today, it shows the level, not only of communication, but support we have for each other.
Yeah. No, for certain. The last point that you made was the point that I was going to make. You know, something I talk about all the time is partnerships, collaboration, and this is a prime example of it coming out here, letting the public know that we're prepared at the county level, at the city level. As the county executive mentioned, our commissioners have worked with his team in the past. So over the course of several years now, they've gotten more familiar with one another. Our emergency manager, Thomas Luby, coming in the fold a couple years ago has been extremely helpful with his experience. So, you know, the teams have gotten more familiar and learned from some unfortunate situations in the past that we've grown from. And again, the county executive and I have always had that open line of communication, and that'll continue this winter as well.
No, let's not go there. Let's not go there. I spoke to Pete Gulley of the Bills yesterday. I know that Mr. Pegula is very concerned about weather, having seen it happen in the past. If we get 2 to 3 feet of snow, it's fine over a three-day period. If we get 3 feet of snow in one day, that's a concern. And as I said, we're still kind of in the fog of what's going to hit. But the Bills organization is in contact with the county and vice versa. We know how to handle things there. Our concerns are twofold. Getting people to and from the stadium. It's a later game, which means the lots open later. I believe they open at 3 o'clock or around there. And also, if it's really bad, you got people stuck on the road. You got 70,000 people trying to get to the football stadium. At a time we have a heavy snows, that's a problem. During the Steelers playoff game, we made the correct call to move the game a day later because it was horrible conditions at the time the game was going to be played. I'm hoping we don't have to make that call, but if the conditions are looking like that it's going to be horrible and potentially life-threatening, of course, the number one thing for us has always been protection of lives. And I know we want to watch the Bills beat the 49ers, and I know they're going to beat the 49ers, especially if they're snow-falling. But if the conditions were that bad that we felt it was life-threatening, then we'd have those conversations with the Bills and the NFL because we don't want people going out on those conditions.
I know the city rolled it out a few years ago, and the county has closed maps or sites that track where the clocks are going. So residents kind of know when trucks are going to come around or when people are going to go.
I'll say for the county, we internally keep track of it, but we also... approximately, Billy, 50% of our plow routes?
Yeah.
50% of our plow routes are done by the towns and other entities, and we don't have the capability of tracking those routes. So if we put live our internal system, it would misinform the public because they'd never see a county plow go down their county road. That's because a town plows the county road, and we pay the towns in an agreement a certain amount of money to do that. So we have not put that online because it would not be an accurate representation of what's actually being done, because we do not plow every road in the county. We have 1,200 centerline miles over 2,400 lane miles. That's more miles, as you've heard me say before, than the states of Rhode Island, Connecticut, or not Connecticut, Rhode Island, Delaware, and Hawaii each have in total. And we cannot do it on our own.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the county's Department of Public Works page, you will find a listing of all the county roads, and it'll state who plows which road, whether it's the county or a specific town. You can go and check that out. But if we had an application that was just based on the county plows, it would give a bad sense of what actually is happening.
Yeah. Similar with the city, we have a GPS system, but if a storm gets bad enough and we kick in mutual aid, whether it's the county, the state, those wouldn't be applicable to our system. In addition to that, if it gets bad enough and we bring in private contractors, those aren't tracked as well. So that looks like, if you're looking at that map, you're like, wow, they're only out plowing a small portion of the city, when that's not actually the case. I know our MIS department and others are trying to work on some programs where we can update it to track those other partners that we have. That's not ready at this point to put out there. And so anyone seeing that, it would just look at city plows, and it would look like you're not getting that much done, when in fact we are partnering with our partners in government or bringing in privates.
Any other questions? The question, for those who could not hear it, was in regards to how we seem to get once-in-a-lifetime storms every other year or so now, and is it a concern? Yeah, of course, it's a huge concern. Climate change is real. We have a community climate action plan for a reason, to address that with regards to the reduction of greenhouse gases, but we know the county can't do it on its own, and we're not going to eliminate all these storms just by our actions, so we have to be prepared. I was actually, when we were on the way here today, I was talking with the deputy county executive and the commissioner of DPW about how it used to be we'd get one bad storm every 10 years. And then we'd have like just general snowfalls where we could get 180 inches of snow throughout the whole year, but it would fall at 3 to 6 inches and that's it. And now we seem to get these monster storms and not much snowfall the rest of the year. Why is it? It's because of climate change. It's because it's getting warmer. We always worry in November and December about these monster storms because Lake Erie, at least as of yesterday, was 50 degrees. And you get this cold air that comes over Lake Erie with a little moisture in it, and it sucks up all that moisture. We saw it in 2014, a little more than 10 years ago, with the Snowvember, the knife storm. We saw it with multiple snowstorms since then, where the Weather Service was saying, well, we might get 2 feet, and then we get 7 feet. The best way of saying it is we live in a different age, and we have to be prepared for these storms every year. Since I've been county executive, we've had, I believe, 5 officially declared blizzards and 2 superstorms that don't qualify as blizzards but dropped 6.5 feet or more of snow down since I've been county executive in 2012. In the 50 years before then, there were 5 declared blizzards and no superstorms. So it's changed. We know it's changed. One final quote, comment, and if the mayor would like to say something. At the end of last year, I sat down with another group of other elected officials, and we had a presentation from Mike Fries of the Weather Service, in which he said, it's not going to happen now, but in the next 15 to 20 years, if climate change continues as it is, we're going to be dealing with lake effect rain. It's not going to get cold enough to have these big lake effect storms. And that's because it's something that's out of our control right now, and that's why we're internally trying to address it, and I hope others do, though I'm concerned about the future, especially with the new administration coming into Washington that took us out of the Paris Climate Accords previously.
Thank you. Yeah, I think the county executive hit the nail on the head. You know, times are different. We have to prepare differently. We have to communicate differently. We have to look at the equipment we're bringing in differently. Communication with the public. Everything, we have to do it differently. You know, you deal with this once-in-a-lifetime storm every decade or so. Now it's, as you mentioned, every year to 2 years. So it's just a matter of making sure that we're communicating, working with our partners at the state, local, the privates, see what we have to do. The thing is, when these storms of this size come in, no municipality is going to be able to handle them on their own. It makes no sense, quite frankly, to have all that equipment lying around for just when it does hit. So that's where the communication, the collaboration comes into play again with your local partners, your state partners, and otherwise, and the privates as well. So we have to change the way we're doing things as we move forward.